First of all, just want to make sure that, is this working?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
No, it's not working.
It's not working? No, it's not? Yeah. You can leave the room if you want. All right. First of all, we have more subject matter experts and core team members, and we have teams. So Gabriel will go around you guys. Only one clicker per team, so don't try to mess things around. And no, and, so this will not work. So, okay, you already did it.
So there are only 10, 12 people now have clickers? Everybody vote on this slide?
Well, we have two.
You have two?
Yeah.
But
when you're
not
sure,
yeah.
No, no. You have to, if you have two clickers in one team, you have to use only one clicker,
yeah,
right?
Yes.
And not change one.
There's no team without a clicker, right? Just check that.
Yeah.
So every team has a clicker? Any team doesn't have a clicker, please raise their hand. Ha ha, funny.
And how many are there in total?
Okay, please, everyone, make sure that you click on either A or B on your clicker. We want to make sure that we see how many people are there. All right, 19. So we should have 19 teams.
You're not supposed to answer by yourself.
All right, now, just please listen up. Yes, I am. I'm allowed to hit people, but I'm the only one. So, please, just a few minutes before we start. The way this will happen, I will read the question aloud. I will announce the time that you need, that you have to answer. It'll vary between 30 seconds and 2 minutes. 10 seconds before the close of the poll, I will announce that there's 10 seconds left. When you see the green light turn red, it means that the poll is closed. So if you click after the poll is closed, you just lost your point. Then Helen will show the right answer, and we'll see at the same time the distribution of who got the right answers and who got the wrong ones. But we won't see any names, though. That's the... Yeah, I know. We couldn't do it. Then we'll take a few minutes to debrief every questions. And this will not be the time to ask the questions. We'll keep that at the end of all of the questions. We're good to go? Right, first question for 30 seconds. What does ITSM stand for? Ten seconds left. Closed. Yeah. So,
so, I'm very happy, very, very happy to see that everybody got the good answer. So, yeah, and frankly, I'm really, really, really happy. That's fun. So, at least that has permeated. So it is the focus. Focus is service. So one of the things we're seeing more and more when we're trying to establish with our users, discuss things like SLA and things like that, one of the big problems is we realize that what we're currently doing in terms of delivering services to our users is so complex in terms of numbers of layer of applications that are in fact involved in any, you know, we say, let's say banner sys. but you have authentication. You're going to have different systems that are supporting underneath the delivery of that service. So when we're looking at measuring, are we delivering effectively that service, we realize that it's not sufficient for the servers that are currently hosting the Banner application to be up and running. There's a ton of other things that have to be up and running so that we can say, yes, we're actually delivering the service. So that vision of service is interesting because it's kind of an ecosystem that the things that need to happen for us to be able to better support our users. And it is what we're trying to do, is every component, every pieces in the workflows and in the different system that have to be in place to support our services, are they in place so that we actually deliver? So this is the first notion of this project is service. And we're here for that. That's what IT does. We do service.
Thank you, Guylaine. Next question for 1 minute. Why did we start the ITSM project?
Too hard.
Oh, we have one response, two. 30 seconds left.
Hurry.
10 seconds left. Come on, you guys, hurry up. 3, 2, 1.
Je fais. Come on.
Come on, 4 left. You guys are in overtime. We're missing 4. Two more. Oh, that's a tough one. Everybody make sure that you've clicked. We're missing 2 clicks. And we're past the deadline. All right. We got to move on.
Oh,
all right.
I think it was 18 years.
18, yes, 18. Hmm. So, Guylaine, why did we start the ITSM project?
Yeah. Well, the good answer is A. So, yeah. Not as good. So. So I'm kind of surprised about the people who said 39, who said E, because really the provost did not ask for that. The other answers are ish, but you know, basically, and I kind of gave that answer in the first comments on the first question. Is because we want to improve services. One of the things we saw when we started defining all the job and looking at the reorg and looking at the different functions and making sure that there was no duplication in terms of no duplication, no gray areas, no black holes, so that we wanted to have a good coverage, is we realized that in many cases we did not have a clear sense of what our processes were. Not that they don't exist, but they were kind of in a fuzzy state where things happen, but we don't know exactly how they happen. And a lot of it is just very informal type of relationship that can exist between different units. But as I mentioned earlier, in terms of doing SLAs, or we need to be able to know what's happening when. We have to know what is the state of the services that we provide, but we also, in terms of request fulfillment, we have to know, are we fulfilling those requests and is it happening? So, A was the good answer. And what was the D one? ITIL. Well, of course, ITIL supports it. It's a framework. It's not the law. It's not. It doesn't have to be a D or two exactly. It's kind of an idea. It's a way of looking at it and then saying, okay, how does this fit with what we do at McGill, and how are we going to adjust it so that it works well here? So it's just to avoid the blank page. You know, starting from scratch is not necessarily obvious. So there have been people who have been working on that framework for years and years and years. ITIL is at least 20 years old. So we benefit from that reflection that has happened around the world, but as it is, it's just a help. It's just something to help us and guide us. It is not the end, the objective of what we're doing. The objective is really to improve services. So let's move on.
Thank you, Guylain. Question number 3, for 1 minute. Who will be affected by the ITSM project within ICS? ITS. No, I knew I was going to say that. Oh, we've got some clicker happy here. Two more. There's one team left with 15 seconds. Oh, we've got them all.
Okay, I close it?
Yes. So let's look at the answer. Who will be affected by the ITSM project?
I knew I was clear. So yes, it's gonna impact everyone in ITS. The processes we're looking into as part of the first deliverable from the project are 6 processes that are across all of the units, being incident management, problem management, change management. They all affect us in one way or the other. And the goal of using a single tool now is to actually have that workflow configured across the unit so that we can have that single pane of view in terms of not only the technologies we're using, assessing the impact on all of the assets that we have, but as well is to have that request fulfillment that starts from the user and goes up to different teams. So we all have tasks into, let's say, provision a user within Banner. We have tasks that are starting from one unit to another, granting access, creating the accounts. All of these things are done across different units. So these are examples where we're going to be impacted, some teams more because that's their daily tool, others less. But it will affect everyone, and it will be, as we are growing and integrating more and more processes within the tool that we're going to select as part of that project, it will involve, have a greater impact as well on all other units.
Thank you, Hugo. And congratulations, everyone. Question 4, for a minute and a half. What will change with ITSM?
Difficile, tout le monde se tait.
1 minute left. Still need five teams. Seconds left for the remaining four teams. You're not allowed to check on the internet there. Ten seconds left.
Come on,
one, two more. Oh, one left. All right, we've got all the answers. So, and the right answer is? Ah, good one. Hugo, please.
So I'm happy to provide points to everyone. Yes, all of the above, and even more. The tool that we're looking at changing, yes, we want to change EAT, we want to change a lot of the tools. We want to provide a self-service portal to our end user. We want to extend basically what we have, but we want as well to have a tool that will integrate all of the current tools we use with these processes into a single one. Request fulfillment, it may go over time. We will decommission over time different tools as part of that project. However, it's going to replace all of that and even more.
Thank you, Hugo. Question number five. For a minute and a half, which of these processes is not one of the six processes in scope for the ITSM project? Oh, we've got already one response. It's going fast. Two. We're halfway. Five to go. Seconds left for two more teams. Au début, il y avait un clicker de trop. 10 seconds left. And we are done. And the right answer is... So Sharon.
Excellent. That's right. So there are six processes included in the scope of this project, and they are the service catalog management that will look at both the services that we offer to our customers as well as the services that we provide to one another to offer those services that we offer to the users. Service asset and configuration management, so we can track our assets and our configuration items. Request fulfillment, as Hugo mentioned. Incident management, change management, and problem management. So all of those processes will be covered. Release management is being dealt with elsewhere.
Thank you, Sharon. Now that's going to be a close tie. Question six for 1 minute and a half. Which of these six ITSM processes will be completely new for ITS? Aha, that's a tougher one.
Yes.
That's one stuffer, hein?
On n'a pas d'habitude pour rien, celle-là.
Thirty seconds left.
Je me dis pour la vidéo, ils vont avoir du mal, là, du coup, parce que...
Ten seconds left. Hisham, don't give out the answers.
I don't know the answers.
Give him his money back. All right, time's up for the two teams. Please make your vote. Time's up. Yes, we've got them all. Oh. Getting tougher, and the right answer is Sharon, please explain.
So the six processes that are in scope, the five of them that we already do, there will be some changes in those processes as we adapt the ITSM tool, but problem management will be new for us. This new tool is going to provide us with the opportunity to really mine the data that we have and to identify problems as opposed to isolated incidents. So a problem is something that occurs over, it represents something that we can be proactively, that we can proactively fix. So problem management is going to be the new one and an exciting one for us.
Thank you, Sharon. Now this is getting tighter. That's good. Question seven. Which of these tools will not be replaced by ITSM for 1 minute? Starting now.
Ça, c'est une mauvaise question.
Seconds left. Right, time's up for the two teams who haven't voted yet. Please vote now. We're missing one team. Thank you. All right, Ellen, please show us the results. Ah, man. Brigitte.
So that's the right answer. So one of the big benefits of this project is that we are going to be able to consolidate, you know, in one single place all of those things. I don't know how many times I've heard my team say, why do we have to enter the same information in 3-4 different systems? So this is going to be a big benefit for us. It's also going to be a big benefit, I think, for our users. Many of them today, we're asking them to go through different tools to interact with us. So that's going to be also an impact on them. So all of those tools will be replaced. PPM is not. However, down the road, we will see. We were talking about integration this morning. There might be some need eventually to integrate PPM for, you know, with the ITSM tool. That's what we're going to see down the road as we get there.
Thank you. Question number 8. For 30 seconds, how many subject matter experts collaborate on the project? What? Come on, the time is running. Hurry up.
Qu'est-ce qu'ils vont penser de la dernière alors, je sais pas.
10 seconds left. Still missing 12 teams. Time is up. Come on, hurry up. Hurry up. 5 missing. 4. 3. We're missing 3 teams. Just one. Who's that team? Is that you, Zolani?
No.
All right. That's a tricky one. And the right answer is ah, ha, 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 ha. Good job. So, Brigitte, tell us about it.
Well, that was close enough for those who said 51. So you had some insight with when we put up all the names there in one of our slides. So yes, there's been 34 people that have been involved so far, and those are mostly SMEs. They've participated in various workshops. Those workshops were held in preparation for the call for tender. So gathering all the requirements. Some of those SME are also today participating in the reviewing the suppliers' response for the call for tender. Basically, it represents about 10% of ITS. So that's really good. Now, when we say it's so far, of course, all of you will be at one point involved in the project, but even today, if you have ideas, if there's things, you know, that you want to make sure that, you know, we consider it, you always feel free now that you know all of those SMEs, who those SMEs are, you're welcome to walk to them and, you know, provide their ideas, for the continuation. And as we said, as we go also, as you will be involved, we really want to get your input to make this a success.
Thank you. Question number 9, for 2 minutes. Which of the following proposals is not an advantage of the ITSM project? Silence in the room. What, Guillaume? No, F will not work.
Oh, are you sure?
Yes.
I
One minute left. So one more team to go. We got all the answers. Now let's look at the results. So, Brigitte, could you please provide us with some of the details?
Yes. So, unfortunately, Ryan couldn't be with us today. So he was supposed to give you more information on that. So I'm going to ask you to imagine me taller, thinner, and without hairs.
And so basically, yeah, so the good answer is C. So the advantage of the project will be there's a lot of them. This is just a subset of what we will be looking for. We don't know what's going to be the tool yet, but we made sure in preparing the call for tender that those items were asked for the solution. The tool will help us to improve our impact analysis and to document better problem solution. Other advantage is that we're going to have a consolidated inventory of our assets, a clearer service catalog for internal usage, but also for our customers, a single integrated tool that is faster, accessible on a varieties of devices. We were talking about, you know, using more and more of those mobile devices this morning. So we're going to make sure that it is accessible and offering extended tracking and reporting functionalities. So number C is not included for now. This is a process of ITIL, which is called Supply Manager, but it is not in scope of the project at this time.
Thank you, Brigitte. Question number 10, for 1 minute. Following the ITSM planning, when should the new tool, the ITSM tool, be chosen and the implementation start? Ten seconds left. We're only halfway through. Hurry up. All right, the poll is closed. So the teams that haven't voted yet, please click on anything. Just click. We're missing 5 teams. 4 teams missing. We're in overtime. 3 to go. That's a tough one. 2 more. There's 1 more team missing. Make sure that you voted. All right. So, oh, man.
Yeah.
Good job.
Should in that question meant when do we want it, not necessarily the probability. But we think that the probability will be as well in June, July 2015. We're currently working hard, not hardly working. not enough coffee yet. Imagine, it's Ryan who made that joke. I'm here for Ryan. So we're currently working hard on analyzing a lot of the CFTs. We're expecting to complete the evaluation in May and start up negotiating the work, scope of work, and that from that point on, it's going to start very early on. In most cases, SMEs have also started working on some of the pre-work that needs to be done, that would have needed to be done as part of the selection of the tool, everything that's generic but not specific to the tool. We've been starting working on it. So as we are selecting, as we are ready to deploy, you will be involved a lot. You will see it happening a lot faster. The pace to which we're going to adopt each processes may vary, but the project is going to kick off very fast. We've been working a lot on the analysis prior to that so that we can kick off a lot faster for the implementation. On the same topic, over the upcoming month, you will be asked to join into some sessions where you can express your concern, where you can express where we are interested in getting exactly how you feel about the project, how you feel about the tool that's going to be presented to you, to express what are your concerns so that we can integrate those as part of the design as well, making sure that we are taking into consideration these areas as well, either into the design or in the training or in the communication that we'll have to make it very clearly, to express it or to address it very clearly.
Thank you, Hugo. Now the last question, the deal breaker, getting you closer to those cupcakes. Question number 11, I'm sorry, for 30 seconds. During the first week of April, how many times have the ITSM blog pages been viewed? That's an easy one. Everybody knows that. What are you guys saying down there?
Pas unique. Pas unique.
10 seconds left. All right, time's up. We're missing half the teams. Hurry up. Keep on clicking. We're almost there. Still 5 more to go. Two more. Just pick a number. Two more. Oh, we're way past the time limit here. What are we going to do? One more team missing. Good job. All right. Now, let's see the results. Aho. That's a better spread. So, Gabrielle, please. Oh my God. That's.
So, as you can see, the answer is 1,034 page views.
Oh, I think we need some time to calm the excitement here. So, if you allow us, Gabrielle would like to speak about those numbers and the ITSM blog page.
So, I can see that the answer surprised some of you, and we think it's really great. We're very pleased with the good turnout on our ITSM blog. It shows that a lot of you have interest and are engaged with the project, and we're really happy with that for the start so early in the project. But it's actually not very surprising because there are almost 300 staff members in IT services, and there are about 50 pages on this blog. So if you do the math, we can expect a lot more views in the future as well. So what else am I going to say? Now I'm going to tell you a little bit more about the blog. First, I want to introduce Hélène Chéneau. She's the Chéneau. She is the consultant who's helping us with organizational change management for the project, and she's the one who prepared this quiz, most of it, and we work together on the blog, and she's going to be doing a lot of activities with you and to prepare you for the activities, the changes to come with the new project. And I'm going to try to open a link, if I can. So if you go to HTTP, oh, I can do it like this. I don't think I can here, can I? I have to open the browser first. Okay, good. So this is the blog. If any of you haven't been here, please come. It's called, it's http://blogs.mcgill.ca/ITSM. And the first page is a lot of different articles. Many of them are interviews with subject matter experts. Oh, I have to go like this, sorry. Oops. There.
Hey, that's me.
Is it right? I don't know what I'm doing here. Maybe I can just, okay. So now how do I work this? It's not mirrored, so I don't know if I can do it. Oh, yeah. Can I? Yes. So these are articles that are interviews with many of you, the subject matter experts. And each month we have project updates with Michaela, the project manager. And you can, if you go to the more, you can actually put comments here and engage with us. You can, oh, here's a long article. So you can leave a reply and we can respond to your replies. And so that's basically the first section. The second section is a list of frequently asked questions. And these are things that we thought you'd like to know about. But if you have other questions that you don't see appearing on this page, please write to us. If you write an email to itsm@mcgill.ca, it's myself and Hélène who received the emails, and we'll find out the answers. We'll do our research. We'll talk to subject matter experts, and we'll put the answers up here. You can also use that address to ask us any questions about the project, and we'll answer you directly. The next section is a glossary. There are many terms from the Axelus dictionary from ITIL. So they're mostly ITIL terminology that we're going to become very familiar with over the next few months. It will be part of our everyday vocabulary. So you can see terms you're familiar with and some that you may not be. And here we have some documents, including the call for tender. There, I think, somewhere. And the next one is some agenda items. And here we're going to have, when we have group activities that we're going to invite people to, you're going to see them posted here. What is this section now?
Contact.
Oh, contact us. Oh, yeah, I'm not really interested in that too much. So here you have contact information and your subject matter experts for this section. And the project team corner. That's where mostly it's for the core project team to find the documents and activities that they're going to be doing in the course of their project meetings, workshops, and things. So thank you. And I encourage you to go back and visit the blog. I don't know if you're aware that we send out an email every month to tell you what's new and what's changed. So enjoy. And look forward to some upcoming activities there.
Thank you, Gabrielle. Wow, that's amazing, don't you think? I've been involved in many ITSM projects, and I have to tell you, honestly, this is the only place where we share that much information with the people involved and impacted. So I think this is great news that you guys set the standard to another level. So kudos to you guys, and great job to the communications team. Thank you. Can you smell the cupcakes from your place? Yeah. Sit down, eh? No riot today. All right, but we're getting there, but not yet. So Hichem is working on compiling the results. Yes? No? What are you doing there? Come on. All right, so what's next? While Hichem is compiling the results. First of all, we will send an ITSM survey, not just one, but many of those. And why do we do that? Because we need your feedback. Because without your comments, your observations, your questions, we're blind. So the ITSM survey will send the questions to you guys so that we can adjust on what we should be communicating back to you guys, making sure that we're on the right path. And if we don't share enough information with you guys, then we can adjust. Other than that, there will be upcoming ITSM info sessions. These will be about 2-hour sessions involving everyone, not everyone at the same time, but broken down in teams. And we'll be diving a little deeper in what we've covered today, the ITSM project, the scope, the benefits, and focusing on you guys. What's the impact on you? So what is your benefits from this? It's nice that we're doing it for ITS, yes, but ITS is consisted of different units and teams, and we need to make sure that we take into consideration the impact on you guys, on your work, because this will change the way that you guys are working day in, day out. And also, we have a contest. We want to have, we're looking for a logo and a slogan for the ITSM project. So since you guys are all creative people and individuals, so we'll be asking you to provide us with proposals for logos and slogans. Am I inventing this? I'm making this up. No, we're out of batteries. But take my word for it. This is coming. Yes, that. Thank God, I thought I was in our other presentation. So keep your eyes and ears open. We'll send this out your way. And always listening to whatever you have to say. And before we move closer to the cupcakes, because we're not there yet. So first of all, thanks for your time. It's been fun. I've seen a lot of energy, a lot of discussions. There's the blog, as Gabrielle mentioned, so go there. All of the information is in there. And feel free to write to us, itsm@mcgill.ca. We'll be sure to be reading this day in, day out, and answering to any of your questions, comments, or concerns. And we're getting closer to... What did you do? So I guess the project team will be... Oh, so we have a tie with three teams. So Shelley's team, Maggie and Danielle. We have a tie, so we're going to have to make a draw. So we'll ask the three SMEs to get up and...
Numéro de 1 à 40, celui qui tire le plus haut numéro.
All right. So we've got 40 numbers, and the highest wins. Okay. It's. Do you feel the pressure?
Yep.
All right. Don't look at your number yet.
Yep.
Maggie.
So this is a tiebreaker.
Yes.
Yes, this is the tiebreaker.
All right. So, Shelley, your number is? You pick.
She's disqualified. She's 18.
18.
18. Maggie?
39.
You're kidding me.
I'm sorry. Danielle?
40.
No, it's not. Maggie won.
Maggie won. Yeah. All right. So, Maggie's team, could you please stand up? All right. Now, we wanted to see you. So we'll take a few minutes, open the floor to questions. The directors will be able to address them. So, yes, we just wanted to see you. We can pick them up. Hey, congratulations.
Finally, I won. Yeah, it's better than Trump.
Picking the right team.
If you want to ask questions, I would ask you to go for the microphones because the AV people in the back who are trying to record this, if you're not asking your question in front of a microphone, they can't capture your question. So I would appreciate it. There's a microphone there and another one there. So use them.
Good job, Maggie's team. So, questions, anyone?
They're beautiful.
they don't take them. Yeah,
every time we answer a question, we get a cupcake.
For questions, anyone?
Yeah.
Really? I took off my sweater the first thing.
Well, I feel I have to get the place started somehow. So I'll ask a question. I'll say, we've been doing performance dialogues and things like that. So in that spirit, what do you think as a unit we should be doing more of? What should we be doing less of? And what aren't we doing that we should be doing?
Hmm. Wow.
Interesting.
Yeah. That's a tough question.
How does this work?
Is it on?
Yes.
Yeah. So, okay. One of the things that we should be doing more, and that we're starting a pilot, and it's something that we've been thinking about for years, is putting in place what is called business relationship management, which is, you know, we're very good and very responsive to users, specific users. You know, they call the help desk, they open tickets, and our level of performance is very, very high. Where we're kind of unequal is how do we respond to units, you know, whether it's a department in the faculty or a service or a department in a business unit on the administrative side. We're good when they are owners of our big applications. So let's say enrollment services, when we're talking about SIS, you know, there is a relationship that's established. There's a portfolio manager. They have projects, and they're able to bring forth their requests. But if a unit is not involved in supporting specifically some of our big applications, or even for those who are, but for needs that are different, and I'm purely inventing, let's say enrollment services would want us to look into the HR system for recruiting of invigilators. Well, they can go through their portfolio manager, but then it's a bit broken because the portfolio is not under the SIST. It's on another, it's Daniel Letang who will take care of it. So if they have needs, let's say, to replace some of their computers, they want support, let's say, when at the opening of the term, a specific installation to be better receive students, new students. So all those types of needs that are more at the business level, at the unit level, and less as an individual level, we don't have a very good way of handling that. One of the things in the past that kind of we're kind of hesitating to go there is that in a context where we're diminishing the number of resources that are available to us to budget cuts, it's kind of hard to say we're going to put resources in something new when we already have difficulty doing what we're going now. So, but quite a few of our users, and especially Olivier Dyens, who is the associate provost for teaching and learning, has come to us and say we would like something like that. We would like to have someone that would come to our management meetings and listen to the different initiatives that are happening in our different groups and have a kind of a sense of how could we support them in those different initiatives. So we've started a pilot, and we've elected, nominated Guillaume Trottier to take that role. So he started already to have those meetings. So as a pilot, it'll be something that we'll define during that probably 6-month period, try to see how exactly could we do this, because it will be something that we'll ask our current staff to take on. We won't be able to hire people to do that specifically, to be dedicated to that function, but we will ask some people to kind of pair with units across the university and kind of become their spokesperson of IT to that group. We don't want to duplicate processes. We don't want that to be kind of a back door. We want it to integrate with the different processes we currently have. But we think that we can do better in making everybody aware of all the services that can be obtained through IT, because I'm not sure that everybody understands the full breadth of the different services that we have. So in terms of things that we can do better, it's always communication. Communication is always, I think, will never stop improving on that, but it is something that we can do better. And the things that we can do less of, and this has been something we've been working on also, is I feel we put much too much effort on exceptions. We have no sense of proportion in terms of how much effort and time and money we put in to respond to requests from our user community to manage exceptions that are kind of, when you look at it from a, you know, the real impact of the is small. It doesn't happen often. It doesn't require a lot of effort to manage, but we're putting a ton of effort to kind of alleviate things that are marginal in terms of consequences. So that the sense of priority in putting effort on where there is the biggest value for students, for faculty, and for staff, in that order, is something that we need to do better. So that's another place where I think we can improve. One other thing that we finally, I talked about the roadmap that we finally have funding. One of the big problems we've had in the past few years is that in many instances we cannot answer very legitimate and very valuable requests made by the community because we just did not have the funding. So no funding also means no governance. We had started a few years ago, we put in place an IT steering committee with very high level representation across the university. And at some point, we had to stop because they were giving us directives. We had deans, we had VPs on that committee, and they were giving us directives and orientation on what they would like IT to do. But the money didn't flow. There was no link between those orientation and the budget that was coming. So now that we have that funding, I think we'll be able to reestablish governance, that is another area where, at least for the next 5 years, we'll be able to be responsive. So that's another area where we're getting better. But as I said, even though there will always be things that we can do better, we already do a lot very well. One of the things that I've been looking at is the surveys that we do every year or 2 years or so with all the community. We're systematically very high in the terms of the level of satisfaction of our users. When I meet with deans or with other high-level managers in university, they always tell me how happy and how they appreciate the support that they're getting on a day-to-day basis. So there is a high level of satisfaction, so that's something that we're doing very well. We're also, I don't know if you know that, but there's a survey of our students, the survey that's done across Canada in all universities, and it's done by McLean. And we're systematically number one for IT for students across Canada. So that's kind of nice also. So we are doing good things. There are things that we can improve. I think that we're very well positioned currently to have the means to improve a lot of what we do. So does that answer your question? Yeah, okay.
Talking about survey,
oh, yes. So there will be another, another employee engagement survey. That's you. Probably in May or June.
We're supposed to have the communication this week, maybe next week, but we have to fill it by the end of June.
Yeah. So one of the things I want to tell you, I was very unsatisfied the last time we did one. We had decided to partner with other units under the VP, admin and finance, and for whatever reason, the results were not communicated in a way that we would have appreciated. So why, I don't know. But we were kind of blocked in terms of making sure that... So we did things. I have talked about it at the last town hall. But we certainly did not do as well as we should have with the response that we got to that survey 2 years ago. So this time, in advance, I told everybody that whatever happens in their world is fine, but in my world, I will distribute the results. So I would encourage you to participate because it is a great tool for us to see, you know, how things are working, where we can do improvement, especially on the on engagement side. It is really important for us to have feedback. To know when, if we're doing a good job communicating with you on what's happening in the different projects and initiative, things like the ITSM project. Please answer, even though it was frustrating the last time not to get the result as we should have had. So, other questions? You should have the little music. So that's all. Okay. Well, thank you.
So I'll see you at 3:30,
Yeah. I know.